Paul.
Hi, Paul. It's Nadine. I missed your call. Hey. I went to answer it, and I'm like, oh, darn. I just missed it. How
well,
are you?
I picked up gambling it would be you, so.
Oh. You're like,
this
must be Nadine, right?
Yeah, because you guys use that local area code thing, so I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that's got to be her. The timing
yeah,
was right.
So. I know. Well, you know, so it's a voiceover internet that we use, right? And I apologize if my voice sounds raspy. I don't know if I had told you I was going to Knott's Berry Farm with my grandson.
Mm.
And I think with the ride that we got wet on, it's like a rapid type of ride, like you're on, I don't know, going through waters or whatever, but. I
oh,
think
yeah?
I'm like, oh no, please don't tell me I'm getting sick. Or I don't know if it was the screaming from the roller coaster. I was like a little
probably
kid on
that.
Saturday. But I had a
I
blast.
Wouldn't have known. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Might be
so,
a little hoarse, just a little. So
yeah, just a little bit. I kind of feel like it goes in and out, but it's okay. Pushing through.
Yeah.
So no, I was checking back in with you because I know, it's so funny, right? So my manager, I asked him to put the soft hold on it. And if you remember, he had said, okay, well, you know, we can do it until like 3 o'clock or what have you.
Yeah.
I happened to be like, oh, let me look. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he didn't remove the soft hold for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, let me call Paul before it ends up like reverting back. So I didn't know, you know, cause I know that you were mentioning why it depends, right? I know you're waiting on invoicing and other things, you know, that come into play. So I just wanted to make sure I did reach back out.
Well, I my situation is a little complex right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually, it's a long story. I'll give you the short version. I'm paying rent in two places. I was separating more or less.
Uh-huh.
We may get back together. I don't know, but I think basically she forged my name on a lease, which made me obligated for rent at both freaking places.
Oh
so
my God.
$2,345 a month where she is here in this nice place. And then I'm paying $400 a month to live like in a basement in my friend's basement to rent out one bedroom, which I'm also using as an office. So I just got served an evictions notice because I've been struggling. I tried to get aid and thought we had some assistance, some financial assistance.
Right.
And they're going to try to take us to court because I haven't paid my rent, which was due on the 15th.
So oh, no.
And all the time what I'm trying to do is basically birth a business, get this business like off, you know, life support.
right.
And get it regular, get it out of the ICU and take it home, you know, by way of analogy. It's like birthing a baby. And I've only worked, I mean, for Angie's List, I've only had one little job so far. I did a bid, but I haven't heard. That guy's in no big hurry. And
oh,
so we are again, we're applying for aid again, but this time it may be a blessing in disguise. I think God's looking out for us because this new organization, if we get approved or selected, and it's totally random, but if we get selected, they pay up to $10,000 to assist with people in my situation.
Right.
And so if that comes through, I could say yes. But we won't know until about, I don't know, 8 days is when the court proceeding begins. Like when they, I have to appear in court on the 15th at 8 a.m. or I can appear virtually, but the court proceeding needs to move forward.
Right.
And I've been thinking about getting representation about I believe it was a forgery, and she's trying to tell me I'm insane. Basically, I signed the lease, and I just don't remember signing it, and that's my signature. And yes, I did. So I was obligated then at both places, and I thought I was shedding this And
oh man.
And that, because I was off the lease and I thought it was going to be between her and the landlord. If she wanted to stay, she could stay, but it was her financial obligation. And she hadn't worked for 14 years until recently got a job, just recently.
Right.
And she's doing good with the job, but I, you know, I'm having the financial life choked out of me. And so
oh, man.
The first thing I would do, I didn't even know about this, but I guarantee you the first thing I would do if I could is I would do a website and I'd get a presence on Google, like what you guys are
yeah.
doing.
That's, yeah,
that's
yeah.
the best. I mean, and especially if it's something where you're all set up to build and help, you know, basically help me fast track that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't see the value of it. It's not that I wouldn't say yes.
It's just financially. You're kind of
right
hands are tied.
I'm in the
you know?
Red. I'm in the red. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so until if.
And listen,
know,
I will tell you this, Paul. I do not want you in more red. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just yeah. not the right timing. I'm sorry this is all going on. I'm very confident, you know, God's going to work everything out. I'm a true believer in that.
Yeah.
I'll even share yeah. this with you. I had this guy that wanted me to cook food for his mom's 95th birthday, right? They wanted to make
mm-hmm.
her Mexican food, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sure, I'll
yeah.
help you out, you know? And I told him, well, send me a deposit, right? To my Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm at church yesterday in the kids ministry. And he's like, Nadine, I sent it. And I said, I haven't received it. He goes, let me send it again. I'm all, I haven't received it. And I'm like, so I had, you know, I'm teaching in the class and I'm like, I'm kind of worried because this guy's sending it to me, but there's no money. He sends me
okay.
a screenshot. Oh my God, Paul. He sends me a screenshot that he sent $100 two different times to a Natalie Medina.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
So I immediately tell him, Frank, that's not me. Cancel it. He's like, what? So he's trying to cancel it. And he goes, well, there's no way of me canceling it. It got sent as cash. The person received it. I sent a message. Let's just hope that she sends it back, that she wants to send it back. I'm like, I feel terrible. I told him, but here's the thing. I specifically gave him my exact Venmo. I even told him, the first time when he said it, I told him it didn't go through. I said, let me request it from you. But he sent it
mm-hmm.
again. I didn't know he was sending it again.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
You know, he's like, well, I told him, I feel terrible. He's all, well, you know, we'll just see what happens. I said, you need to call Venmo. Nope, they can't do nothing about it. Not even screenshot. This is the steps that you take to have Venmo get that money back. But to make a long story short, this is what he said. Maybe that person needed it more. Maybe that's
mm-hmm.
why God had me do it. And I'm like, my gosh, right? So my cousin's like, well, we are going to pray and we are going to ask Jesus, please get his money back to him. You know, if that's what it's meant, please send it back. He messages me earlier today during my lunch. He's like, Nadine, Venmo gave me my money back. The girl had no idea that was even in her account. So they sent it back to me. I said, let me friend request you. Do not send it, please. But yeah,
well,
needless to say, you know, and it was just like, so I was like, I felt terrible, you know, because it's like sometimes in some cases that would be lost money. And we're in a day and age right now, times are tough, you know?
Oh my God.
They're tough.
I mean,
so
everything's done online. I mean, people do pick electricians right off Google. I know. And I think it would pay for itself many times over. So I don't think it would be a problem with the $250 every month, but
you got to have
it
and you got to be able to
yeah.
have it because again, it's not going to happen overnight. And I'm going to be transparent with you. So I wouldn't want you to be in a pickle where you're like, oh man, I can't get out of this and I don't have it now. And now I'm in the negative, right? That's not our goal. So you have my contact information at any point. Don't you hesitate to call me. Okay.
I just hope
we'll
I can get the same deal later. I mean, is that even a possibility?
I'm going to always honor that price. I will always honor it. That's why I have it in the notes. So you don't worry about that. I will honor that $249. It's just the availability.
That's huge.
Okay.
That is
so
huge.
You don't worry
okay.
about that. I will honor it. I give you my word
awesome.
On that. And it's even on a recorded call. So I said it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a big deal because I would do it in a heartbeat if I could. I can't right now. So we'll, I really appreciate that locking that deal in, because I know that's not the sort of thing that comes up every day. That was an amazing offer.
And I'll still honor it. Absolutely. Okay. So you don't worry about that. Okay. Listen, hope everything works out. Stay positive, and I'll keep you in my prayers.
Appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you, Nadine.
You too. God bless you. Thank you, Paul. Bye.
All right. Have a good day. Take care.
You too. Bye.